Good evening. On behalf of Monsignor Schumacher, Father Hochalter, both of our deacons, and the entire staff at St. Wenceslaus, I warmly welcome you here this evening to this Easter Vigil Mass, a Mass that is so full, as you've seen, so full of meaning and symbolism, a Mass where these many readings that we just heard really span the entire history of salvation history, beginning with the accounts of the creation story in Genesis, all the way to the empty tomb where the disciples see the risen Christ. And I especially this evening want to welcome those who will be receiving the sacraments of baptism for four of them, confirmation for one of them, and Holy Communion for two of them. So I warmly welcome Dawson and Taven, Michaela and Leanne here this evening. The Easter Vigil Mass always begins in darkness, both inside the church and outside. And as that Paschal candle was lit and brought into the church, slowly, very slowly, candle by candle, the church became illuminated more and more. And in much the same way, the readings at Mass this evening follow a similar pattern. The very first thing that God created was light. And slowly that light marked the days and the nights leading to the sixth day of the creation of man. And then we hear the story of Abraham sacrificing his son Isaac. Again, we hear of fire. We again hear of fire, the fiery pillar that led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt on the way to the promised land. Light, friends, is deeply symbolic, especially tonight at the Easter Vigil, because light symbolizes hope. It symbolizes a hope that doesn't originate with us, but a hope that originates in God Himself. Light symbolizes from the moment of creation all the way to this night, the presence of God. Emmanuel, God with us today. Without God, without the hope of Easter Sunday, without the hope that that tomb was empty, the world would be a dark place. It would be dark just as it is right now. Without God and without the resurrection of Easter, the world becomes a dangerous, hostile place. Without God and without that empty tomb on that Sunday morning, our life can quickly lead into despair and hopelessness and meaninglessness. May this Easter Vigil Mass remind us ever more of the hope that that empty tomb gives to us. Because it is the emptiness of that tomb that fills that emptiness in our hearts. It's the emptiness of the tomb that gives us confidence that death no longer has the final say. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.